I know a lot of you guys are gonna think this is silly, but if you look back at your moment of transition from being married to being single, there was probably a few moments there, at least, where you felt fear. You felt trepidation about what comes next. Today, there are lots of guys right now who are either in bad marriages, at the end of bad marriages, or have just been kicked out of a bad marriage, who are going through that same experience. They have some trepidation, they have some fear about what comes next. In the comments, I hear people saying that they are concerned about a number of things. One of them is being alone as they get older and not having someone around to care for them. Another is, what do you do about sex, John? I hear that all the time. What about having children? What if I don't ever get married again and I never have children? What am I going to do about that? What about loneliness? These are all valid concerns. And I think that you need to approach them with a frame of mind that provides you with the maximum opportunity to live your life as authentically as possible. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. I think the first thing you need to come to terms with is understanding that what you're experiencing is completely normal. Change always creates fear. Change and fear sort of go hand in hand. And I think as human beings, we, at some deep genetic primal level, are very trepid, are very concerned about anything that is not predictable. So the less predictable our future is, the more fearful we become of it. Unfortunately, that's where the opportunities lie, is somewhere beyond what you can anticipate. You can project out into the future good things or bad things, and it's very easy to allow yourself to go to the negative because we're sort of, like I said, programmed to do that. I think the best way to alleviate fear of the unknown is to take it and break it down and make it known. So what are you really afraid of when you're talking about getting old alone? You're really afraid of getting sick and being alone. And then when you compare, let's say, for example, being married and getting sick, well, if you're in a bad marriage and you've got some woman who really does not like you very much, do you want to depend on her to take care of you in your moment of need? Probably not. So are you really losing anything by losing her? You know, so she kicks you out or you leave her or whatever, and now you find yourself at 85 years old and you're on your own and you're sick. Would you want to have some woman who hates you, or would you rather be on your own, or maybe even among friends or other family members? So just eliminate the thought that having a woman in your life is going to make it better, because it won't necessarily be the case. I mean, you might be that 1 in 10 guy that finds some woman that will actually care for you, but for the most part, I don't know that you're gaining anything in this equation. The next thing is, what diseases are you afraid of? So heart disease and cancer are the primary killers. You can take care of that by diet and exercise. Well, honest to God, you take care of your body will take care of you. You can you can reduce the likelihood that you're going to develop these diseases if you take seriously, I mean really take seriously, your health. And I mean not getting your information from some jerk on YouTube, you know, from some doctor who doesn't practice anymore, who just does YouTube. That's not the person you want to talk to. You want to go online and you want to dig into the Google research tools, and you want to find the real studies that give you real information about what is actually known about what causes cancer and heart disease, and build your diet around that. And you want to exercise every day, every single day. You got to do something. No matter if you're going for a walk, you're going to lift, you're going to do something. Another one is Alzheimer's disease. This is the big one. This is the one that people fear the most. This is the most feared disease in America, dementia. I have worked with many clients who have dementia. My mom is now 7 years in. I talked to her this afternoon. She we had a fine conversation. She has a good sense of humor. She's a little bit sarcastic. She still has a mean streak, which I appreciate. But she's definitely lost her memory. You know, her memories are pretty much gone. I am her walking repository of memory. So we have conversations about things and I remind her of stuff. But the disease is slowly taking her. There's no question about it. Again, exercise makes all the difference in the world. There was a study that came out last week from the University of Pennsylvania that showed that getting regular exercise reduces your chance of getting dementia significantly. So the same thing that prevents you from getting heart disease will prevent you from getting dementia. Who knew, right? I mean, if you take care of your body will take care of you. So when you think about diseases and you break them down, really, there's not that much to be afraid of. And if you are experiencing fear or trepidation about taking this next step, or you're being pushed into it, you know, you really have no choice, I strongly recommend that you look for some help. And that's where today's sponsor, BetterHelp, comes in. BetterHelp is an extraordinary service. Their mission is to make getting a therapist, a licensed therapist, as easy and convenient as possible. When I was going through my divorce, seeking out therapy made an enormous difference in helping me just get my head right, and I strongly recommend you give it a try. BetterHelp has helped 6 million people around the country, and on the App Store, they have a rating of 4.8, so you can feel fairly confident that you're gonna get a really good therapist. Signing up is easy. All you do is you go to their website, you fill out a form. In a couple days, they assign you a therapist. You set up an appointment, and if everything's good, you're good to go. If you don't feel like this therapist is right for you for any reason at all, they'll assign you a new one. The opportunity to alleviate some of your concerns by talking to another person is a pathway that I really think you need to consider. And because BetterHelp is the sponsor of today's video, if you go to my website, to my, that's not my website, to my URL, betterhelp.com/John Griffin, you'll get 10% off your first month of therapy. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Don't allow yourself to fall victim to fear and anxiety and depression and all those things that it will inevitably, you know, make your life miserable. Get some help. Do it now. Let's talk about sex. Oh my gosh. What do you do for sex, John? Here's what I've noticed. Before I say that, last weekend I put up a video about the addictive properties of having a woman in your life and how it is very comparable to any drug or alcohol or gambling or any other addiction you can think of, eating bad food, etc. It's something that you just need to be aware of. I think that we, for some reason as men, developed this idea based on our adolescence that if we don't have sex every 15 minutes, we're going to explode. This is not the case. I have learned that the more time I put between me and a relationship with a woman, the better I feel. I can only imagine that it's like when you stop drinking, you know, you stop waking up with a hangover, you stop waking up after throwing up the night before, and you go 6 months or a year and you're dry and you go, oh my gosh, the world feels so good. Everything is so wonderful. How is this possible? I didn't know life could be so good like this without drinking every night. Well, when you get a woman out of your life, it's kind of like that. I mean, it really, really is. You can, oh my God, how could it be so wonderful? Why is everything so good? And it's because you're no longer looking for someone else to satisfy your needs. That's really what it boils down to. You're not dependent on her to make you okay. And once you get to that place, man, there is nothing in the world better. Now, I enjoy sex as much as the next guy, maybe more. However, I don't know that I necessarily am willing to trade sex for autonomy. You know what I mean? Or autonomy for sex. That's not a good deal as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I really, really enjoy having the ability to live my life by my terms or on my terms. And the momentary release you get from a sex experience is just that. It's a momentary release. Plus, you're going to spend a lot of time and energy building up to that. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to truly want to have a relationship with a woman. You've got to truly want that. The friendship, the interaction, the connection, the all of that. All that has to be on your agenda. You have to really want all of that if you're going to get sex. Otherwise, just hire somebody, you know. If you have to, go to Nevada, go to Amsterdam, you know, find a place where they have legalized prostitution and just take care of it, you know, do what you got to do. Hire an escort. There's lots of ways to get around this thing. But I would not be trading my autonomy and my ability to live my life from an authentic standpoint just to have a woman in my life. Definitely a bad trade. All right, let's talk about loneliness. This is a good one. The Surgeon General a few years ago said that loneliness was a serious health concern. And people suffering from loneliness experienced health outcomes that were equal to smoking 15 cigarettes a day or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's somewhere like that. They were definitely, you know, sounding the alarm that we all needed to be aware that loneliness was a problem. Let's get real here, okay? Because you can have one man who is living a life alone and be 100% happy and satisfied and fulfilled in his life. And you have another man living right next door him, same lifestyle, same house, you know, basic neighborhood, same finances, everything is the same, and that guy's miserable. He's, you know, screaming his eyes out. He's just upset that he's alone. What's the difference between these two guys? It's frame of mind. That's the first thing, is you have to have a frame of mind that understands that you are complete in and of yourself, that you do not need another person in your life to complete you. That's the first thing. The second thing is you have the opportunity to develop relationships with other people, and it's not that hard. When you're a little kid, you move from one neighborhood to another and you had to meet new friends, it wasn't that tough. You just went outside and there were other kids out there because they were kicked out of their house too, and you guys found a ball or something, a stick, and you started playing. It's kind of the same idea. Go to where other single guys are going to be. They're going to be at bowling alleys. They're going to be at bars. They're going to be like sports bars. They're going to be joining clubs. They're going to be riding bikes. They're going to be involved with activities. You can go to the Meetup app, and there's other apps online. There's other community associations where people get together who have common interests and they want to do stuff. The community of single people is larger than it has ever been for older guys. You know, there are lots and lots of older guys out there now. I can tell you from experience, being around other divorced men has got to be one of the best groups of people to hang out with. They are hilarious. First of all, they all have the same background that you have. You will be shocked when you start talking about your marriage and divorce with them, how similar their experiences are to yours, and vice versa. You're going to be, oh my God, we were all married to the same crazy woman. How is this possible? How is this actually happening? It happens. They have jokes. They are hilarious. They're a lot of fun. I had a guy that was one of my clients last year who went through a divorce or got kicked out of his house. He wasn't divorced yet. And speaking of health, you know, he came to me all out of shape, all soft and doughy. You know, he had not worked out in a long time. And he had started working out with me before his wife kicked him out. So I think he knew something was in the works, you know. So he kicks him out, and he gets a new place, and he's still coming to see me. And he's starting to get hard. He's starting to get strong. He's losing weight. He's starting to see some muscle tone come about. And he's not genetically predisposed to this at all. Like, he's on the other end of the spectrum, but he's finally building some muscle. And he's feeling really, really confident. Well, within a few months, he's got a girlfriend. I tried to warn him against it. I said, man, just because you're feeling good, you're looking good, doesn't mean you need to actually put all that to work. You don't need to actually do something about it. But he did. He got a girlfriend. And here's the funny thing is, he was feeling so strong and healthy. I don't know what kind of gymnastic sex they were having, but he tore his rotator cuff. It's like, how the hell do you do that? How do you do that? Come on, man. You cannot be serious. What on earth were you doing? He said, John, things get pretty spicy. I said, all right, man, whatever. Anyway, I have not heard the end of that story, because after he tore the rotator cuff, he had to get surgery and he hasn't been back since. But here's the deal. When you're single and you're isolated and you're starting to feel lonely, it's just your opportunity to go out and meet some people. You know, there are people just like you out in the community, and they are looking for people like you to hang out with. Finding other divorced guys is a blessing. Having people to just to go do stuff with. They don't need to be your best friends. You don't need to open up your luggage and your baggage and tell them everything about yourself. Just have something to do, have people to hang out with. It's wonderful. If you have adult children, oh, what a blessing they are. Call them up, you know? Go out and do stuff with them, you know? Go camping, go to the beach, you know? Do something simple. You don't need to make it into something huge, you know? I'm not a big fan of bowling, but I like going bowling. You know, I'm not in a bowling league and I'm not that great at it, but hell, it's a hell of a lot of fun just to go up there and throw the ball around, have some junk food, maybe a beer or two. It is a ton of fun, you know? So just find things to do. Just get out of the house, meet some people. It's worth it. Mitigating the effects of being alone for the first time is a challenge. It really is. The most effective thing that you can do, and I am not just saying this because I was a health coach and a personal trainer for almost 10 years. This is from my personal experience. I've experienced this 100% myself. I've seen it with other people. I know that this works. I'm just watching. I thought Debu was jumping away from a snake, but it's just his shadow. Anyway, exercise. I swear, exercise. I don't even care if you change your diet. Just get out there and move. Get moving. Go to the gym. Build some muscle. Get out for a walk. Get out on a bike. Get roller skates. Go skiing. Play golf. Get out. Do something. I don't think fishing counts. I don't think, but it's recreational. At least it gets your mind off of it. There's so many benefits associated with just getting out and doing something. Don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of sitting around inside your own house, staring at TV shows that you don't care about and lamenting the fact that you're alone. You know, don't fall into that hole. That sucks. Don't do it. Exercise has such a dramatic effect on your body. It changes your brain chemistry right away. Talking about dementia, exercise creates something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and it's BDNF. What it does basically is it allows your brain to be more plastic. It allows it to grow. Your hippocampus, I believe that's the one it is, actually gets larger when you exercise, and that's where you're processing your memory and your ability to learn things, and it helps you with your verbal skills. I mean, so much comes from exercise. You will literally reverse the calendar. You will turn back time through exercise and being outside, getting around nature, put you in that rest and relax frame of mind. But exercise will help you literally get younger every single day. I am 60 years old and I am as physically strong as I was when I was in my 30s. Maybe stronger in a lot of ways. I mean, in terms of my ability to squat and deadlift, those kinds of things, bench press, I am stronger now than I was at age 35. So the idea that your body is predestined to degenerate, well, that may be, but you may not have to degenerate right this minute. And even in working with old people, like people in their 80s and 90s, I have seen them get younger. My friend, who is 91 years old, he was the Vietnam vet, and I've talked to him about him in other videos. He had advanced dementia. His dementia just got really, really too bad for me to continue working with him. And part of the problem was his wife didn't understand how critically important was that he exercise. And he, quite honestly, really didn't want to. And they never changed his diet. But anyway, when we were working together, I could see him getting physically stronger. I could see him becoming more youthful. I could see him really starting to, you know, enjoy himself in life more. When we had to take a hiatus for a couple of weeks, when I came back to work out with him, he was a different guy, you know? He had changed a lot. And then I think he took some time over the holidays at Christmas, and I didn't see him for a few weeks. And this is when his dementia had really kind of kicked in. And then, man, it was like a completely different guy. I mean, so just not getting exercise and being locked in a house, you know, sitting on your ass for weeks at a time, especially as you get older, really has a dramatic effect. So understand that exercise is not some additional activity that you add to make your life better. It's essential to keeping you healthy. It's like eating and breathing and drinking. You need it. It's something that you absolutely need to do. Unfortunately, our modern society has sort of made everything so easy and convenient that we don't get much exercise just in our day-to-day lives. So we have to go out and do something. You know, we have to add it to our lives. But understand that you're having to add it because it has been removed by society. You know, our culture has made everything so automatic, you know, with technology, that we don't stress ourselves very often through physical labor. And yeah, you need that physical labor. You really do. If you're not getting it, you need to create it. And I strongly, strongly suggest that you do it. It will literally change your life. Everything will get better. And certainly being single will be much better if you're healthy and fit. I think the reason why a lot of guys are afraid of being single is because they don't realize the opportunity that awaits them. You have to realize that your thoughts about a particular topic are going to shape your experience. Having a little trepidation or fear or concern about what comes next is normal and it's healthy to a certain degree, but don't allow yourself to go down the path of projecting some negative outcome just because you are going out into the unknown, because you're just as likely to have a positive outcome. Just because you don't know what's coming next or you have seen someone else fail or someone else struggle doesn't mean that's what's coming for you. It means that that's just one of the infinite number of possibilities that are available to you. You can guide this ship exactly to the place that you want to go. You know, loneliness and isolation are not a given. The opportunity for you to live a full, meaningful, purposeful, enjoyable life is just as likely. In fact, it could be even more so if you just listen to what I'm saying here and start off by focusing on your physical and mental health. If you can do that, if you can make yourself strong and healthy and mentally sharp, you're well on your way to the next step, which is then seeing a vision for your life as a single man and the things that you want to accomplish and what you want to experience, and then moving with intention in that direction with real confidence, because now you feel good about yourself. You know, you look good, you feel good, your brain's working well. You know, it's like, hey, I've still got a lot of years left to live. I want to make the most of these years. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's find out what I'm capable of, because I guarantee you, once you get to that place where you're no longer worried about your dying marriage and you're not fearing what it's like to be alone, and you start imagining what's possible, you can do anything that you want. I mean, you literally have, you know, the world is your oyster. You can just, you know, wipe the slate clean and start painting. You know, whatever you want for your life, just start doing it. Just start doing it. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed this video. I hope this is meaningful, especially to you guys who are having those negative thoughts, you know, and you're thinking that, well, what am I gonna do about this? What am I gonna do about that? You know, those things will take care of themselves in due time. Take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself and let everything else fall into place. All right, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.